The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week we talk with Missouri Corn CEO Gary Marshall. We'll get an update on a recent report of an EPA action that will harm corn farmers, and we'll briefly discuss trade. That's coming up in just a moment.
The word is out. For 3 years in a row, every winner of America's Elite Fishing Tournament, Crappie Masters, uses E10. Gasoline blended with 10% ethanol. It's the fuel of choice for the pros. E10 is approved and warrantied by every major boat engine manufacturer. E10, made in America, better for the environment.
You guys using E10 fuel in your boat?
Yes, sir.
Empowering anglers across America. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
Again, Gary Marshall, CEO of Missouri Corn's, our guest this week, and not a whole lot of good news coming out of the policy arena for agriculture this week, Gary, but get us up to speed. What has the EPA reportedly done regarding some waivers for refineries?
Yeah, that's what we call extremely bad news, and we think bad government. Scott Pruitt, who is currently the administrator for EPA, he's under a lot of fire out in D.C. for a number of reasons. The latest problem, at least, is EPA has the ability to give small refiners what they call a waiver from their obligation under the whole RFS program. Whenever they do that, they are picking winners and losers. They have done this in the past very briefly for some of the smaller refiners, but it's only been in a couple of cases. And what they did yesterday was allow one of the largest refiners, they actually gave a couple of exemptions to a couple of the small refiners owned by Endeavor, and last year Endeavor made $1.5 billion. So what they're trying to do here, it seems to me like, is increase the profits for these refiners on the backs of corn farmers. And it seems like it's punishment over us not being willing to negotiate on the RFS. These refiners could have made changes any time in the last 13 years. They've chosen not to, and it's just wrong for the EPA to give those folks a pass at this point.
Why is this something that the corn industry is so opposed to? What kind of harm does this present to the corn farmer back here in Missouri?
Well, basically, whenever they give a waiver out, it means they don't have to use ethanol in their gasoline. You know, right now, they're required to use 15 billion gallons across the U.S. Every refiner has a percentage of that. Again, they've had 13 years to modify their infrastructure to use ethanol. Most all of the refiners in the U.S. have done so. Even some of these smaller refiners have actually utilized ethanol in the past. And now they're being given an exemption, which means they don't have to use ethanol. Nobody has to make up that balance. So that just lessens demand, lessens the requirement on ethanol, which means lower ethanol prices, and you're talking lower corn prices. You know, it's heavy-handed tactics by the EPA, and we're not going to stand idly by. We're going to see what we can do to help fix this.
Well, briefly, Gary, another topic that's been rather harmful right now for farmers is what's going on in the trade arena.
No, that's right. They had already announced that China had retaliation against some of the administration's restrictions on Chinese imports into the U.S., and the Chinese had already announced that they were putting restrictions on ethanol and on pork imports into their country from the U.S., and then they announced an additional $50 billion worth of counterclaims against the U.S., and so now it's gone into corn as a product. It's gone to soybean meal. So it's just a disaster waiting to happen. We've already caused problems with NAFTA in North America. So, you know, we're all about fair trade and what the president's trying to do. But this fair trade is coming at the expense, again, of American farmers. And American farmers can't stand this very long at all. So we hope this trade thing gets fixed and gets fixed quickly.
The speck of good news, though, Gary, as we wrap up here, is there's folks like you and Missouri Corn and checkoffs out there that are helping farmers make sure they can maintain and grow those markets.
Well, we're fighting every day. I tell you, this is it's a pretty big fight right now on a number of different fronts. Almost all of our attention is focused in Washington, D.C. We're going to see what we can do to get past this point. But certainly right now, these changes are being forced on the backs of the American farmer, and who knows how long that they can handle it. We're just getting ready to plant a new corn crop out here, and we're waiting for the weather to get better. And now we're turning around and looking at demand destruction. So it's our job. It's something that we're prepared to fight on, and we're going to be doing that here over the next several months.
Gary, thanks for your time today.
You bet. Thank you.
Again, that's Missouri Corn CEO Gary Marshall, our guest in this week's Missouri Corn Update. Learn more at www.mocorn.org.